Welcome to this week's Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
We'll be right back. welcome to Grease Paint and Stage Lights, a nice, easy introduction to the programme. Hello, I'm Mark Bilsby.
And I'm Julia Roofy.
And I'm Alistair Woodgate.
Now, normally we would interrupt after the overture, but we let it blend into Jesus Christ Superstar, and yeah. I don't know how to love him. Reason why? Come on, technical team.
It just seemed to flow nicely from one to the other.
So we thought we won't get involved.
Absolutely. We'll just let the music say it all.
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in. Welcome to another 60 minutes from the best of the musicals. As well as all that, we have our usual features, which are...
We have our tour at 22, two songs from the same show, and we have our lyrical challenge. Julia, should we start off early and give us the lyrical challenge for this week?
Yes.
He's very excited over there.
You actually might be able to guess this if you've ever seen the show. So here it is. The simpering and whimpering, the dribbling and spitting.
Is that it?
Yep.
That's it.
I've never heard that one before.
Well, I think you might have.
I think you might find you have.
Okay, I won't look down the playlist. We'll see how we get on.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we danced till three, the way you changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No. They
in touch, visit our website greasepaintandstagelights.co.uk.
Jessica Cranshaw will never be better than she was this evening.
But she was horrible.
I know. But she'll never be better. She's dead.
What?
That was the hospital on the phone. In terms of future performances, Jessica Cranshaw now has a conflict.
Chris, do you want to say something to the company about Jessica?
Shall we observe a minute of silence? To match the audience's response to Jessica's first number.
Chris?
Dude, you're all right. Jessica was part of our company and now we part company. I'm sure we shall all remember her in our thoughts and in our resumes. And now as thespians, I know you'd like to express your sorrow, both as a tribute and as an acting exercise. Sasha, F sharp minor.
Fans to change their plans. The woman's dead.
Would someone care to say a prayer?
Who might that be?
Don't look at me.
The woman's dead.
Minus one.
She sang it
God's word, the angels heard. They closed her mouth and shipped her south. The woman's done.
And under pitch.
And now she's dead.
She had no wits.
She had no brains. She just had tits. And now she's dead.
The woman's dead.
The woman's dead.
The woman's dead.
The woman's dead.
She's taking 10 till God knows when. The woman's dead.
That's right, she's dead.
The skies are blue.
I'm Lieutenant Frank Chaffee of the Greater Boston Police. I'm assigned to the Homicide Division, and, oh, it's an honor to be standing on the same stage with each and every one of you.
Death! Death! Death!
And there you had The Woman's Dead from Curtains. And before that, we heard They Can't Take That Away From Me from Crazy For You, and that was the original London cast.
Right, yeah. Should we do the Ask the Experts questions?
Okay, then.
True or false, we'll do a true or false just to get you going. It's illegal to shout fire in a crowded theatre in the USA. True or false? It's illegal to shout fire in a crowded theatre in the USA. Is that true or false?
I mean, I would have maybe thought false because all the states have slightly different laws about things, don't they?
Let's go false.
False. Absolutely right. Correct. Oh. Well done. Question two. In which African country is the Book of Mormon set?
Uganda.
It's Uganda.
Yeah. Three. Which Chicago is... Which music... Sorry, just give you one. Well, well done. You're top three out of three.
No. You could, we'll give you the next song. Turn it round and make the question work the other way.
Yeah. Well, we'll think of something. Here we go.
So you found the place where the grass is greener, and you jump the fence to the other side. Is it good? Are they giving you a world I could never provide? Well, I hope you're proud of your big decision. Yeah, I hope it's all that you want and more. Now you're free. You get to walk away. It would kill you to have to stay trapped when you've got something new. Well, I'm sorry I had it rough, and I'm sorry I'm not enough. Thank God they rescued you. So you got what you always wanted. So you got your dream come true. Good for you. Good for you. You, you. Got a taste of a life so perfect. So you did what you had to do. We'll
always wanted.
Hi, I'm Frank Wildhorn, and you are listening to Grease Paint and Stage Lights, where musicals matter.
Recording that was, of course, Anything Goes, and before that we heard from Dear Evan Hansen, Good For You. Now, Mark, have you turned this question round?
So yes, I have. Are you ready for it?
Go for it.
Which musical has the stagehand Stan in it?
Well,
I just made it up.
Chicago.
There's no way you can tell it. Which musical was named after a US city? It was Chicago. I mean, I could have said which show, Chicago. I was going nowhere.
I was absolutely going nowhere.
Just up an alleyway. So anyway, 3 out of 3 last week.
Yeah.
So you beat me this time. 3 out of 3. Well done.
Yeah.
So, well, that's those questions out of the way. They didn't last long, did they? So Edinburgh Fringe What are you looking forward to going to see, Alison?
It's a combination. It's seeing a variety of musical theatre, straight theatre, physical theatre, comedy. So you've got the whole range of stuff that's going on. I love seeing some of the new works that are in progress. You see stuff there that a few years later make it big time. Six, for example.
I was going to say Six. I saw the first production of that.
We spoke about that a couple of weeks ago, and you said it changed somewhat before.
Yes, it is different now to how it started, obviously. But that's the beauty of Edinburgh, because people use them as a tryout to see how well it works.
Mm,
yeah. Overall, what I love about the Edinburgh Fringe is just the buzz in the city, that you can go into a cafe and you can sit down, turn around to the person next door and say, have you seen anything good this week? And it's just normal conversation. You get into a lot of banter. You know, if you do that at home and start chatting to somebody you don't know, you get evicted off the premises.
So, or black eye, one of the two.
It's just such a fantastic buzz going on in
the
city.
Then you go through the programme, deciding what you're going to look at. Is there any that you look at and think, well, if that's going to be really good, as I think it's going to be, then that will go places?
Yeah, absolutely. And you look at the pedigree. I love some of the stuff that goes on at the Traverse Theatre, particularly where it's perhaps in conjunction with Dundee Rep or other places like that. And there's some fabulous stuff there. One of the shows I saw a couple of years back has since done a national tour, and I've caught up with it in London, saw it there as well. So, yeah, it's great to see stuff, and you think that's going to go somewhere, and then indeed it does. And other stuff, of course, just lives a life at Edinburgh and goes no further, but that's fine, you know.
Yeah, it's getting an audience, isn't it?
Absolutely. I've only performed at the Fringe once, about 10 years ago now, and a group of six of us, we sat down and we put a show together ourselves, a compilation sort of cabaret, of the writing partnerships, Rodgers and Hammerstein, Rodgers and Hart, and we explored some of those songs that they'd written together in those pairings. It was great fun, really good.
But how did you get that to go to the Edinburgh Fringe? Do you have to approach them and say, I've got this play? I mean, I assume it costs you some money to do it, does it?
It's quite expensive.
Yes, I think...
It is quite expensive.
You generally expect that it's going to cost you to take a show there. You never get your money back in terms of ticket sales, but you don't do it for that. You do it for the buzz of performing to people and just the experience, the bucket list thing. I've got to have performed at Edinburgh at least once.
Yeah, true. And did you ever find afterwards that someone came up to you and said, oh, was you the person in that?
No.
this is a true story. We did When It Rains, which was by Mark Folan. It was a world premiere in Barnet, okay? And me and Alison, we enjoyed doing it. We played married couple. It was very funny. Alison went to the Old Vic to buy some tickets to see a show there, and the person in the box office said, wasn't you in When It Rains? Yeah, small world.
Yeah.
You're listening to Grease, Paint, Stage Lights with me, Mark Bilsby, Julie Roofy and Alistair Woodgate. Coming up soon is our Tour 22. Two songs. I'll tell you what, I'll let Mrs. R tell you about those next.
Oh, my!
What the?
Son of a...
Damn,
what?
Sir, we've got a situation. I'm receiving confirmation of illegal aviation over LAX.
What you say?
Check the radar data. I don't want to instigate a crisis, but sooner by the ocean, there's a crowd of people frozen for some movie, I'm supposing.
What?
This might sound like a dumb thing, but they're looking up at something in the holy park. I'm gonna call you back.
No, I don't know about you.
To 419-y, there's a chair in the air and a man. I mean, I swear to God, a man in a chair in the air. No, I'm not kidding.
What?
I'm telling you, I'm seeing, well, I think a human being, possibly a European, maybe even an alien.
Listen up, I found his frequency. I'm gonna try to speak and see if he'll reply to me. Can we just get him safely down?
Okay.
I'm making a recording, a report, and more importantly, can someone tell me why he's got a gun?
No, I don't know about you.
say his ground crew?
Yes, he's got a ground crew. Pretty big long chair man and has a ground crew.
Grease paint and stage lights.
I don't wanna leave, but I don't want you to stay. I think you gotta go, darling. It's better this way. I'm gonna be strong. I'm gonna do fine. Don't worry about this heart of mine. Just walk out the door, walk on right through. Go on and go now, but don't turn around, 'cause you're gonna see my heart breaking. Don't turn around, I don't want you seeing me cry. Just walk away, it's tearing me apart that you're leaving. I'm letting you go.
Listening to Grease Paint and Stage Lights, playing all the great songs from the best musicals. We'll be right back.
original Broadway production of Hair. And before that, from Tina the Musical, we heard Don't Turn Around. Just before we go into 22, Julia, can we have the lyrical challenge one more time?
Yes, indeed. The simpering and whimpering, the dribbling and spitting.
You're not discussing me at all, are you?
He guessed.
He's cottoned on.
Well, let me explain what happens. What we do is we sort of organise these shows. I leave it to the experts to come up with some different ideas for the show, and I go and get the tea because I'm a good tea boy, you see. I come back and I get that thrown at me. It's not right, you know. It's not right. Well, time again.
But Mark, it is a very good cup of tea.
Is it? Oh, that's good then. What was the lyrical challenge?
The simpering and whimpering, the dribbling and spitting.
Yeah, it's going to be me. 2 at 22's next.
And in conclusion, today will probably be our last time all together like this. So I hope when things get too real out there, you'll all look back and think of this time, this place. Because for us, and I hope for you, these high school days were truly happy days.
Week, grease paint and stage lights.
Once in your life you find him, someone who turns your heart around. Next thing you know, you're closing down the town. Wake up and he's still with you, even though you left him way across town. You're wondering to yourself, hey, what have I found? When you get caught between the moon and New York City, I know it's crazy, but it's true.
Crazy, but it's true. If you get caught between the moon and New York City, the best that you can do, the best that you can do is fall in love.
Julia's favourite shows, The Boy from Oz.
Yeah.
Not the show, it's just the lead in it.
Yeah, that's true.
You can read a menu and you still be hooked. Yeah, that was Alpha's theme, which I thought was only from the film, but it's obviously from Boys from Oz as well.
Yeah,
fantastic. And then before that, we had Happy Days. And I remember meeting the lady who wrote Happy Days, and she fought hammer and tong to get that show out, and no one would touch it, thinking it wasn't going to be a hit. It was a good show.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen it.
No, I haven't actually. I've got the soundtrack and I've listened to it a fair amount, but I've never seen it on
stage. It's good. Good fun. Anyway, it's time for our tour 22 now. Two songs.
Yes, indeed it is. Today it is two songs from Spamalot.
Oh, I love Spamalot.
One of your favourites, Mark, isn't it?
Is it going to play my favourite song?
Well, I don't know which your favourite song is. Shall we find out?
That one goes on, and then it gets higher and higher.
Now it's time for this week's Two at 22. Two songs from one show on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Once in every show, there comes a song like this. It starts off soft and low and ends up with a kiss. Oh, where is the song that goes like this? Where is it? Where?
A sentimental song that casts a magic spell. They all will hum along. We'll overact like hell. Oh, this is the song that goes like this.
Yes, it is. Now we can go straight into the middle eight. A bridge that is too far for me.
I'll sing it in your face while we both embrace.
And then we change the key.
How are you doing?
That's awfully high for me.
Everyone can see we should have stayed in D.
For this is our song that goes like this. I'm feeling very proud.
You're singing far too loud.
That's the way that this song goes.
You're standing on my toes.
Singing our song.
I can't believe there's more.
It's far too long, I'm sure.
That's the trouble with this song. It goes on and on and on.
For this is the song that is too long. He says, crowd got
dead. Will you sing in this song?
You're in the middle of this week's Two at 22.
Lancelot, you might as well just fess up. Really, you're a different kind of guy. Move aside your scabbard, for underneath your tabard there is waiting to escape a butterfly.
That was this week's 2 at 22 on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
So did you guess them? The song that goes like this, and his name is Lancelot.
You played one of my favourite songs. It's great. This is the sort of song that you... I know it finishes after about 3 minutes, but it could go on for 12, 15,
yeah,
couldn't it? You could just outbid each other, couldn't you? Great. And the other one, Lancelot. I mean, it's a great show.
I think it's a fantastic show. I love it.
And the intermission music.
Yes.
It's just absolutely surreal.
Yeah.
I mean, they were clever people.
Yeah.
I mean, do you have to go to Cambridge and Oxford to be clever?
Probably.
I tell you what we've been watching recently. Me and Alison got involved in the Blackadder series.
Oh, I loved Blackadder.
I didn't realise, one, how funny it was, but two, how they got away with what they got away with in the 80s. It was a bit close to the knuckle, but so funny.
I loved it.
Anyway, the 2 at 22 we just played. If you'd like to suggest a 2 at 22, do send it in to musicals@btinternet.com. Bit more music. Now, this I love. A great song. In fact, I'm going to play two songs, if that's right with you.
Are you all right?
Am I all right? Ask me how do I feel. Ask me now that we're cozy and clinging.
The great songs, grease paint and stage lights from the best musicals.
The most beautiful sound I ever heard. Maria, 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 Maria. All of the beautiful sounds of the world in a single never be the same to me. Maria, I've just kissed a girl named Maria, and suddenly I found how wonderful a sound can be. Maria, say it loud and there's music playing. Say it soft and it's almost like praying. never stop saying, Maria.
Was in his seventh heaven, wasn't
it? Oh yes, but it is a beautiful song.
Perfect. And how you can make such a wonderful song and one word repeated so many times, yeah. And yet every time it's got a different expression, different yes. feeling, different...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's lovely.
But you imagine if someone's come up with the idea of, we're going to do Maria, but we're just going to keep repeating the name over and over again. They think you were completely mad to start with, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Well, it's Mr. Sondheim for you.
Yeah.
There you go. Thank you very much for tuning in. We do really appreciate it. If you'd like to make a suggestion about the programme, it's musicals@beatinternet.com. Now, the other thing is, if you've got a song that brings back lovely memories, perhaps it's a show you've been in, whether a professional or amateur, or there's a song that brings back memories of a family situation, we'd love to hear from you. We'd like to feature on our programme. Send it through to musicals@beatinternet.com. I've looked at the clock. We've got to go, folks. But one more time for the lyrical challenge, please.
The simpering and whimpering, the dribbling and spitting.
Yes, yeah, I'm looking in a mirror. It's definitely me. Listen, thanks for your company, Alistair.
Thank you.
Thank you, Julie, for your company.
Thank you.
And thank you for tuning in. As you always do every week, we do appreciate it. Stick around. We've got some great music coming up on your local radio station. But in the meantime, the answer to lyrical challenge is...
It was The Smell of Rebellion from Matilda.
Take care. Bye-bye.
This school of late has started reeking.
Quiet, maggots, when I'm speaking.
Reeking with a most disturbing scent. Only the finest nostrils smell it, but I know it oh too well. It is the odour of rebellion. It's the bouquet of dissent. And you may bet your britches this headmistress finds this foul odoriferousness wholly olfactorily insulting. And so to stop the stench's spread, I find a session of fizz-ed sorts the merely rank from the revolting. The smell of rebellion comes out in the sweat, and fizz-ed will get you sweating, and it won't be long before I smell the pong of aiding and abetting. A bit of fizz-ed will tell us who has a head full of rebellious thoughts. Hold, hold, just like a rotten egg floats to the top of a bucket of water. The smell of rebellion, one, the stench two, of revolt, the four, reek of insubordination, the whiff of resistance, one, the pong of dissent, three, the funk of mutiny in action. Before a weed becomes too big and greedy, you really need to nip it in the bud. Position two. Before the worm starts to turn, you must scrape off the dirt and rip it from the mud. The whiff of insurgence, one, two, the stench three, four, of intent, one, two, the reek of prepubescent protest, the funk of defiance, the odor of coup, the waft of anarchy in progress.
Once we've exorcised these demons, they shall be too pooped for dreaming. Some double time discipline should stop the rot from setting in. All right, let's step it up. Double time. 1, 2, 3, 4. Discipline. Discipline for children who aren't listening, for midgets who are fidgeting and whispering in history. They're chattering and chittering, they're nattering, and twittering is tempered with a smattering of discipline. We must begin insisting on rigidity and discipline, persistently resisting this anarchistic mischieving. These minutes you are frittering on pandering and pitying, while little uns like this, they just want discipline. The simpering and whimpering, the dribbling and the spittling, the miss on the tissue is an issue we can fix. There is no mystery to mastering the art of classroom mistressing. It's discipline, discipline. The smell of rebellion, the stench of revolt, the reek of rebuilders and plotting, the flip of resistance, the pong of dissent, the funk of moral vibrati. Imagine a world with no children. Close your eyes and just dream. Imagine, come on, try it, the peace and the quiet, a bubbling stream. Now imagine a woods with a cottage, and inside that cottage we find a dwarf called Zeke, a carnival freak who can fold paper hats with his mind. And he says,